After Yosef is thrown into the pit, the determination is made that he's going to be sold to the caravan drivers that are going through the area along the route of the ancient highway. We're told a seemingly useless piece of information that the Orchat Yishma'elim, the group of Yishma'elim that were going to be bringing Yosef to Egypt, they were carrying spices and all kinds of great smelling product. And Rashi is tipped off to this and says, like, why do we need to know this? And then Rashi points out, but isn't it really true that Arabs, the Yishma'elim that go on that road, they don't sell spices? They're not the spice merchants. What are they? They sell oil. See, some things never change. And so the question Rashi says is, why is it that they're bringing something that they don't normally bring? And Rashi quotes a beautiful idea. And that is that what the Gemara tells us is the nechama to Yosef. Yosef was going down to Egypt. This was such a horrible time in his life. And yet, what happens? Rather than going down bereach ra with the horrible smell of unprocessed oil, he goes down with what? He goes down with the smell of sweet spices. It's a chatzi nechama. But the question is that really a chatzi nechama? If a person thinks that their life is over, but they're going out to the smell of roses, chocolate, donuts, is that really better than the last moment of a person's life being surrounded by horrible smells? It's all, the game is over anyway. Rabbi Rasner has a beautiful explanation. He says that Yosef was going off to his seemingly demise. It's really terrible what's coming down the pike, and he knows it. So what does he do? He says, I can't believe what happened. Where did it all go? How could this be? And then what happens is it's as if God winks at him and says, Yosef, I'm with you. Yosef, I've got your back. Yosef, it's not going to be so bad. How is God doing that? God is doing that with the change of scenery. Yosef, do you see who brought you down? It's not who should have brought you down. It's not the Arab merchants that sell horrible smelling oil, but rather it's the sweet, good smells of spices. It's as though God was holding him there, saying, I got your back. It's going to be okay. Don't you worry. That is exactly what Yosef needed at this point. Yosef needed the comfort, the nechama, of knowing that that God was going to be with him, despite the fact that he was embarking upon a really trying time. Have a wonderful day.